Today, we're talking about the psychology of spending and why you're not actually bad with money.
I honestly love this topic. So many people just assume they have zero willpower when they overspend.
Exactly, and it's one of the most damaging myths in personal finance today. Your spending challenges usually come from a mismatch.
A mismatch between what exactly?
It's a mismatch between your psychological traits and modern financial systems. It's really not a lack of discipline.
So it's not a character flaw that I bought another expensive coffee today. That's a relief.
Not at all. About 63% of Americans say emotions significantly influence their purchasing decisions. It's a natural response to stress.
That totally makes sense. When I have a terrible day at work, my first instinct is to buy something online.
That is emotional spending in a nutshell. Your brain is looking for a quick dopamine release. It just wants to escape negative feelings.
The anticipation of the package arriving is almost better than the item itself, you know?
Right, and it creates a temporary mood boost. Deciding to buy something is rarely a rational calculation in those moments.
But personal finance advice always just says to try harder or buy less. It honestly just feels like a giant guilt trip.
It does, and that advice completely ignores how our brains actually work. Surveys show 80% of Americans have a financial regret.
That is a huge number. We definitely need to stop talking about blame and start talking about psychology.
We really do. If it's not a lack of discipline, we have to look at what's actually happening in our brains.
Okay, so what is happening? Why do smart people consistently spend more than they mean to?
Well, one big factor is mental accounting. Our brains naturally categorize money into subjective buckets with totally different rules.
Like how I'll spend 20 minutes looking for a grocery coupon, but then drop $15 on lunch without blinking.
Spot on. You put the grocery money in a strict mental bucket. The lunch money goes into a loose convenience bucket.
And that daily convenience spending can easily add up to thousands a year, right?
Yes, easily up to $2,000 annually. But the way your brain files the spending hides the total cost from you.
Wow, I'm guessing credit cards and buy now, pay later apps just make that mental trap even worse.
They absolutely do. They exploit a cognitive bias called the numerosity effect.
The numerosity effect? What does that mean for my wallet?
Breaking a large cost into smaller payments tricks your brain. You actually perceive the overall cost as much lower.
I know so many people who regret using those payment plans. It just feels way too easy in the moment.
It's designed to be easy. Modern digital environments are scientifically engineered to bypass your rational decision-making. They remove all the friction.
The single-click checkouts are dangerous. By the time I'm at the cart, my brain is just tired.
Exactly. You deplete your cognitive resources researching the product. You have no energy left to decide if it's a good idea.
So the systems are literally stacked against us. Social media algorithms definitely push me to buy things.
You are constantly battling systems optimized to drain your mental energy. Retail environments even use sensory stimulation to push impulse buys.
Like the countdown timers and limited stock warnings online?
Exactly. They create artificial urgency. Food delivery has grown from 9% of food spending to 21% recently.
Because consumption has been optimized purely for convenience. We don't even have to think anymore.
Right. Add financial stress on top of that and your brain shifts into a scarcity mindset.
Does financial stress actually change how our brains process decisions?
It does. A scarcity mindset consumes your mental bandwidth. It actually impairs your long-term decision-making abilities.
So when money is tight, I am neurologically wired to prioritize immediate pleasure over practical choices?
Yes. Financial constraint threatens your sense of control and autonomy. Psychologists call it the value equation paradox.
Is that why I sometimes feel the urge to splurge the most when money is actually the tightest?
Yes. Buying a premium item is a psychological attempt to restore your personal agency. It proves you still have power.
That is wild. You rigorously cut back on groceries, but buy a luxury jacket just to feel in charge.
Exactly. Nearly 19% of consumers plan to cut back on essentials while simultaneously splurging on non-essentials.
It makes absolutely no rational sense, but it makes perfect psychological sense.
Right. So if your brain is wired this way and the environment is toxic, you have to change your approach.
How do I actually fix my spending habits without just relying on willpower?
First, you need to practice financial mindfulness. Observe your spending urges without judgment or an emotional reaction.
So instead of beating myself up, I just notice that I want to buy something.
Exactly. Next, you have to align your financial system with your natural personality traits instead of fighting them.
So if I'm not a super organized spreadsheet person, I should just stop trying to force myself to be one?
Precisely. If you're a free spirit who values present experiences, You just need to build a designated fun fund.
What about people who are super agreeable? Does that affect spending?
It does. Highly agreeable people sometimes think saving money is selfish. But if they reframe it as protecting their family, it works.
It's all about matching the method to the mind.
Exactly. Research shows matching savings messages to personality traits increases success rates by over 3.5 times.
That feels so much more doable. What is a practical step I can take right now to build a better system?
Design your environment by adding friction to bad habits. Delete your saved credit card info from your favorite retail sites.
I hate getting off the couch, so forcing myself to find my wallet would definitely stop midnight purchases.
That is the goal. Use your laziness to your advantage and remove friction from good habits by automating your savings.
I love that. So what is the main thing people should walk away with today?
Your one takeaway today is to implement a structured pause. Force a 24-hour waiting period for non-essential purchases.
And I shouldn't just wait, right? I need to figure out what emotion is actually triggering the urge to spend.
Exactly. Write down the emotion to activate the logical part of your brain. Once you understand your triggers, you can build a system that works.
Stop fighting yourself and start working with your brain.
You got it. Check out geldzak.com for more ways to align your money with your mind.